It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you sometimes sing that song with me when I'm singing it? I like to sing, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. I want to show you something. I was just thinking about it as I was coming to be with you. See, I'm playing this with my eyes closed. Since I've been playing the piano since I was a little boy, I can do that. Because I can feel where all the keys are, and I know which ones to play to make the sound I want. Now, I want to go to the kitchen and try something else. I have a pad of paper and some crayon-like things, sort of chalk things. And I'm going to try to draw with my eyes closed. Well, I know somebody who doesn't see at all with his eyes. Nevertheless, he's a fine artist. His name is Chris Delmonico, and I told him I'd like you to watch him work sometime. So I'll call him now to find if this is a good time to come to his place. He does wonderful work. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. Excuse me. Must be more careful when I dial that. That's it. Hello, Chris? It's Fred Rogers. Yes, I just wondered if it would be a good time to come to watch you work. Uh-huh. All right, fine. It is? Good. Well, we'll be over in just a minute. Yeah, my television friend and I. All right, bye-bye. He says it is a good time. So let's just go and visit Chris Delmonico, and he'll show us what he does as an artist. Come along. This is where he lives, and he said to come right up. So let's just go. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Fred. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, I wanted to, and I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Chris Delmonico.
Hello.
You're working on something, huh?
Yes. I'm working in blues, which is this fan coming up from the bottom right and going out.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm beginning to work in green.
Putting them together.
Yes. You see, I use these T-pins, between which I put this molding and use it like a ruler. Uh-huh. And because I'm blind and cannot see, the T-pins help me know where I'm drawing my lines. I feel where they are. I line it up. I stretch and draw.
But you don't see with your eyes, but you must see with something else.
Use my imagination. So I visualize it in my mind, and it's probably not the same thing what I visualize that you see, but what counts is that what you see makes you feel good, and that while I do it, it makes me feel good.
Can you also feel what it looks like?
In my mind. I just imagine what it looks like, and it's really more important, rather than to think about what it looks like, to think how it feels.
To think how it feels. You know, I was just looking in the middle here. It looks like there's a circle in the middle of all of these rays.
That's a stencil. Would you like to peel that up?
Sure. Ah. So it's all white under there. You must have put that on before I came.
Exactly.
And then you drew over. Do you need to use this again?
Nope. We can just take that and throw it away.
Okay.
And let's see. I was thinking we'd add another. Would you like to help me?
Sure.
That happens a lot. People in the neighborhood drop by, and I ask them for feedback and their advice. And here's this. I just started it, and you can see one side's sticky and the other side's not. And you just peel that off and put it over the white circle.
Put it over this one?
Yep.
Sticky stuff on the bottom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just so I cover up the white.
Yes.
There. Now what would you do with that?
Smooth that with Friskit.
Now that's really smooth.
Yep.
There, now what do you do?
Well, I'd like you to become part of this painting. How about selecting a color from that middle box?
How about this one? Yellow.
Great.
What should I do with it?
Well, just draw over, so maybe some lines coming out from the stencil, just in streaks. Cover it all up, all over. And as you're drawing, put into it what you're feeling.
Mm.
Isn't it fun?
It is. I like that. There, okay.
Then what we're going to do is to peel this up.
Oh, peel the other one off.
Pull this up. And I'm going to apply a color. Let's see. I think I'm going to take some chalk. From this box. What color is this?
I think that one's red.
Yeah. Now, what I need help from you on is, would you just put my finger in the center of the white circle?
Of the white one.
Yep. If I were angry, I'd ground the color in like that. Put in a lot of feeling. But feelings can change. Well, I'm going to show you how I do that. A little bit of smearing here. Now it's an explosion of joy. Red joy. All it takes is a little bit of work. And look what we have.
Like that one.
That's a burst of joy.
It sure is. I'd like my friends to see some of your other work.
Well, all over the walls of my studio are pieces that I've done over the years and some posters. And
they're all so different. I guess you have lots of different feelings, and this is the way you show them.
Many of these pieces aren't complete, but I have some slides of some that are. Would you like to see them?
Sure.
Here's a slide viewer.
They're pictures of paintings that you've done, and where are they?
In homes and museums and different places where people can enjoy them.
Uh-huh.
This is a slide called Bufarana from Saratoga.
Bufarana, oh, that's fun. Looks like a hand or a chicken or something poking out there. I guess everybody sees something different in it, huh?
It's because we're all different.
That's for sure.
Here's one called You.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did you call that one You?
Well, this was commissioned by my friend Stephanie Mitchell, and that's the feeling they saw when I had them looking into each other's eyes.
That's lovely. You.
And this is Sweet Night Fever.
Sweet Night Fever. Oh, that's beautiful. Looks like we're looking through a kind of veil. That's something very important. Also, back in there reminds me of what we did together.
Really?
Yeah.
We
painting
know,
that we just did.
I'd kind of like it if, because we did this together, perhaps you would like to take this home with you.
Maybe. Oh, would I ever?
Here.
What a treat that would be.
Let me sign this for you.
Put your name right there. Delmonico.
I hope it finds a happy place in your home.
Oh, it will. And every time I see it, I'll think about our time together. May I give you a hug?
Come back again. Thanks so much. This
Thank
was a lot
you,
of fun.
Chris. Sure was.
It's always a joy to share my art.
You're a great neighbor. See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Have a great day, Fred.
You too. Wondering, what do you think of when you see this drawing? Each person would see and feel something different. Remember the last time I got a present? Mr. McFeely brought that beautiful marble sculpture, and I wrote thank you notes to the sculptor and to Mr. McFeely. Well, I think I'll send a thank you tape to Chris Delmonico. I'll turn it on. Dear Chris, thank you very much for allowing my television neighbors and me to come to your studio. And thank you, too, for the beautiful drawing you gave me. You are a fine artist and a wonderful person. Thank you again, your friend Fred. Let's see if it worked. Dear Chris, thank you very much for allowing my television neighbors and me to come to your studio. Mm-hmm. And thank you, too, for the beautiful drawing you gave.
Yeah, it works. So I'll send this to him when our visit is over today. Now, it's time for some make-believe. Get the trolley. We've been pretending that King Friday has a secret, and Lady Elaine has a secret, and the people in Westwood have a secret, so there are all kinds of secrets that people are thinking about. Let's make believe now that King Friday is just about to tell what his secret is as the trolley goes by the castle in the neighborhood of make believe.
There's a trolley. Hi, trolley. Yeah, but it won't be as good as my secret trolley. Uh-huh. Yeah.
When are you planning to tell your secret, Lady Elaine?
When the time is right.
King Friday is planning to make his announcement any minute.
It'll probably be some boring thing.
Never know.
He likes to make announcements to hear himself talk.
Here he comes now.
Assembled throngs, I presume?
There are only two of us here, Friday.
You are my throng for the moment.
What's your announcement?
My announcement requires a separate fanfare and a sky scroll.
La-dee-da.
Fanfare and sky scroll, attention.
Very good, Miss P. You may begin.
Fanfare and sky scroll, commence.
Oh, honestly, this is too much.
I will read the announcement.
It'll probably take a half hour.
Yes, I will read it now. Queen Ida is coming to visit the neighborhood of make-believe.
You don't mean the Queen Ida, the fabulous accordion player.
None but.
Well, Friday, you've outdone yourself. You never cease to surprise me.
I thought that might please you, Fairchild.
Please me? I'm so excited about hearing Queen Ida, I almost forgot my secret for a minute.
What is your secret, Lady Elaine?
I can't announce it by myself.
Well, whom do you need to be with you?
Someone from Westwood.
Would you like me to call that someone?
Yes, please. I'll whisper the name to you.
What did you say?
You've got good ears, Lady Elaine.
You're the best, Toots.
Queen Ida, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
What did you think about my secret, Lady Elaine?
That's why I stick with you, Friday. Just when I expect something boring, you come up with my hero.
I've come to play for the Bicentennial.
Oh.
Maybe we can do a duet, Fairchild?
Sure we could. And you could play for my surprise, too.
What's that?
You'll be finding out very soon.
You want me to make that call now, Lady Elaine?
Yes, please. Ida, do you know Miss Polificate?
Are you the dancer?
Well, as a matter of fact,
she's my telephone operator.
But I've heard of a Polificate who danced a lovely soft shoe. Oh, maybe it's somebody else. That's what I thought. I'll play. You dance.
Then I'll make the call.
Oh, you're a true friend, Lady Elaine.
You may all do what you say you're doing.
Thank you, King Friday.
Ladies and owl, very nice.
Thank you, King Friday.
I didn't know owls could dance the soft shoe.
You can when you're with Miss P and you. You two are the best.
Well, I guess I should be getting back.
He'll be here any minute.
Who's that, Lady Elaine?
You'll see. It's going to be my surprise.
Everyone seems to be pleased with my surprise.
I've got to hand it to you, Friday.
I guess I really should be getting back to my duties.
Don't you want to be in on my announcement?
Oh, sure, but... King Friday?
I am a generous king. You may have 3 more minutes of Castle Garden time.
Honestly, Friday, you haven't changed since King and Queen school.
Kings don't change. Didn't you ever learn that, Ida?
Well, queens do. I had to hide my accordion in school. No more. I play it whenever I want to.
Get it, Ida.
Where's the emergency?
Emergency?
Well, it's not exactly an emergency, Toots.
Aren't you the real Queen Ida?
I am.
Oh, I can't believe I'm seeing you in person. I've loved you all my life.
Careful about that, Charles.
May I ask your name?
Charles R. Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Is Queen Ida a friend of yours?
We were in King and Queen school together, yes.
Well, emergency or not, I'm glad you called me, Lady Elaine.
Would you like to do something together, Charles?
Oh, I'd love it.
What about my announcement?
You have an announcement?
We have an announcement.
How about after Queen Ida and I have a song?
Make it pretty and quick then, okay?
Sometimes I don't feel like combing my hair. I don't feel like washing my face. Sometimes I don't feel like saying okay. But sometimes isn't always. Sometimes I do feel like combing my hair. I do feel like washing my face. Sometimes I do feel like saying okay. But sometimes isn't always. Isn't always. Always.
Very nice. Yes, and it couldn't be a more appropriate introduction.
To what?
To our announcement. I think it's time to make it public, Charles.
Make what public?
You remember this, don't you?
Oh, sure, the balloon.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute, Charlie. You'll want to be in on this announcement, too. Now, do you want to say it, or should I?
Oh, I think you'd better do it, since I don't know what it is.
All right, do you all have an extra fanfare around here?
Yeah, fanfare. Very good.
All right, now, King, Queen, Miss, and Owl, here is our announcement. Charles R. Aber, in giving me this ring, has shown his honorable intention, and at the next full moon, you are all invited to our wedding.
What?
Oh, you'll get used to it, Toots.
I what?
Tell the world, Trolly. That's the
wait a
secret.
Minute. That's no, it. No, no, no. Oh, there's been a mistake wedding. Here. Can we talk about this? Lady Elaine, no.
What do you think neighbor Aber will say? What do you think he'll do? That was Lady Elaine's secret, but it was a great surprise to him, wasn't it? We'll think more about that next time. There's some food for you, fish. Did you ever play about a time when you would grow up and marry your daddy or your mom? It's good to pretend about those things and play about them. But it's also good to know that children don't grow up to marry their daddies or moms. They can marry someone else if they want when they grow up, but not their moms or dads. And that's important. Put this away. Just thinking, next time we'll make believe that they all tell each other how they feel and that the truth about everything will help them all. I like to sing about that kind of thing. Would you like to hum or sing along with me? What if I were very, very sad and all I did was smile? I wonder after a while what might become of my sadness? What if I were very, very angry and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger?
Where would they go and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out. I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free. Even though sometimes it's hard to say just how you feel, it's best to say what the truth is. Even if somebody did something to you that made you feel strange or angry, something you didn't like, and that person said you had to keep it a secret, it's really all right to tell the people you love about it. That's telling the truth. You don't have to keep any secret that makes you feel bad. You just don't. Take this tape to Chris. Had lots of important talk today, haven't we? And when you talk with the people who really love you, the ones who take good care of you, that can give you a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.